Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. You know, the key to being successful in life is faith.
That's right.
Exercising your faith by your actions.
That's
not
it.
Talking about it, but exercising.
It was yesterday. We talked about making the impossible possible.
That's right.
And if you're going to make the impossible possible, you have to exercise your faith.
And there's an old saying for people who work out that use it or lose it.
Mm.
The more you work your muscles,
that's right,
the stronger you get.
That's right.
Same thing's true with your faith. The more you exercise your faith muscles, the greater
the strength you have.
That's it.
Believe
to overcome
God.
Every adversity and believe for
Amen.
Every promise of God.
There are seven ways, right?
Yep.
I believed it. Seven ways to exercise your faith.
First, do what you do in life. What you do in life will be a reflection of what you've learned.
That is true. John 8:38 in the Classic Amplified says, I tell you the things which I have seen and learned at my Father's side, and your actions also reflect what you have heard and learned from your Father.
How do you learn? You learn by experience. Genesis 30:27,
that's right. And Laban said unto him, I pray thee, if I have found favor in thy eyes, tarry, for I have learned by experience that the Lord hath blessed me for thy sake, as he said to Jacob, his son-in-law.
Yep. Go ahead. Genesis 30:26-27.
We get fired up, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Genesis 30:26-27. Give me my wives and my children, for whom I have served thee, and let me go. For thou knowest my service which I have done thee. And Laban said unto him, I pray thee, if I have found favor in thine eyes, tarry. For I have learned by experience that the Lord hath blessed me for your sake.
That's it.
You learn, honey. People learn by watching other people work.
Psalm 106:35. But we were mingled among the heathen and learned their works.
Hallelujah. We also learn by righteous decision.
Amen. That's the way we really need to learn.
Yeah.
Psalm 119:7. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments.
We also learn from our Heavenly Father.
Hallelujah.
John 6:45.
We just both want to read these.
I know we do.
There's so many good ones. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me.
Philippians 4:9. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Do what you've heard, and you'll have peace in your life. You know, you can learn from anybody, but be wise in who you listen to.
Acts 7:22. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and was mighty in words and in deeds. You can also learn with confidence. In 2 Timothy 3:14, it says, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them.
See, we learn to believe and trust in the promises of God. John 6:69, Classic Amplified. And we've learned to believe and trust. And more, we've come to know surely that you are the Holy One of God, the Christ, the Anointed One, the Son of the Living God. Well, second, our greatest desire should be for our deeds to reflect His instructions.
I love this psalm. Psalm 119:5 by David. Psalm 119:5, New Living Translation. Oh, that my actions would consistently reflect your decrees. Wow.
That is another strong statement. But
well, it's a statement to me from the heart of someone who truly wants to follow after God.
And it's more than the approval of man.
Yes.
See, we should always desire delight and deserve the approval of God for our obedience to his instructions.
In Proverbs 23, verse 26 in the Classic Amplified, my son, give me your heart and let your eyes observe and delight in my ways.
You know, we might as well allow our actions to reflect his instructions because he knows what we're doing.
That's it. Psalm 119, verse 168 in the Classic Amplified. I have observed your precepts and your testimonies, for all my ways are fully known before you. And in Job 31, verse 4 in the Classic Amplified, does not God see my ways and count all my steps?
If we want to live a happy, successful, prosperous, victorious life, we must make sure that our actions reflect his instructions.
Proverbs 8, verse 32 in the Classic Amplified. Now, therefore, listen to me, O you sons, for blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied are those who keep my ways.
Third, faith must be in action or will always be inactive. James 2:17, Classic Amplified Bible. It's also faith, if it does not have the works, deeds, and actions of obedience to back it up, by itself is destitute of power, inoperative, dead. You know, honey, the Greek word for works in Strong's Concordance, G2071, and it means business, employment, enterprise, undertaking, any product, whatever, anything accomplished by hand, art, industry, or mind. And then I love this last part, an act, deed, thing done.
Mm-hmm.
God wants us to be active on our jobs or our entrepreneurial endeavors. He wants us to be productive for the kingdom instead of being spiritual couch potatoes. We've always said that the greatest achievement of the enemy is not an active sinner, but an inactive Christian, unaware of the power available to them.
And that ought to make you jump up off that couch and do something just to make the enemy mad. Matthew 22, verse 29. Wow, in the New Living Translation says, Jesus replied, your mistake is that you don't know the scriptures and you don't know the power of God.
Fourth, it's a team effort. Faith, knowing that God's word is true, and actions which unleash faith into the natural realm.
James 2, verse 22 in the New Living Translation. You see, his faith and his actions work together. His actions made his faith complete.
We should never let our faith be determined by our feelings. Our faith should be based on the Word of God, knowing that it's true and doing what it says.
Thank you, Lord.
Faith is a seed planted in your heart and mind at the appointed time. God will give you a mega harvest of what you need just when you need it.
Colossians 2, verse 7 in the New Living Translation. Let your roots grow down into him and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught and you will overflow with thankfulness.
Fifth, you'll be rewarded for the actions you take and the consequences when you don't.
If you don't. Proverbs 24, verse 12 in the New Living Translation says, don't excuse yourself by saying, look, we didn't know. For God understands all hearts and he sees you. He who guards your soul knows you knew. He will repay all people as their actions deserve. Wow.
Amazing. You can fool a lot of people. Your spouse, your parents, children, employer, best friend, and perhaps even your pastor. But you can't fool God. If God knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb, doesn't that stand the reason that he really knows what you're doing while you're here on planet Earth? The verse says that he sees you and he'll repay you as your actions deserve. God will never reward us for mediocrity or indifference. He will repay us for what we do and not what we're thinking about doing.
Wow.
Six, our commitment to bring glory and honor to his name will automatically bring success to ours.
I love it. You know I love it. Proverbs 16:3. Any translation I can get it, although I often read it from the Amplified. Proverbs 16:3 in the New Living Translation says, commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed.
There's one action that some Christians are hesitant to give to the Lord. It's their money, tithes and offerings. See, God wants to bless us so that we can bless others and he can be glorified.
2 Corinthians 9, verses 7 through 13.
Listen to this very carefully. This is an amazing passage of Scripture.
2 Corinthians 9, starting in verse 17 through 13.
Seven
through 13 in the Living Bible. Everyone must make up his own mind as to how much he should give. Don't force anyone to give more than he really wants to, for cheerful givers are the ones God prizes. God is able to make it up to you by giving you everything you need and more, so that there will not only be enough for your own needs, but plenty left over to give joyfully to others. It is as the scripture says, the godly man gives generously to the poor. His good deeds will be an honor to him forever. For God, who gives seed to the farmer to plant, and later on good crops to harvest and eat, will give you more and more seed to plant. It will make it grow so that you can give away more and more fruit from your harvest. Yes, God will give you much so that you can give away much. And when we take our gifts to those who need them, they will break out into thanksgiving and praise to God for your help. So two good things happen as a result of your gifts. Those in need are helped, and they overflow with thanks to God. Those you help will be glad not only because of your generous gifts to themselves and to others, but they will praise God for this proof that your deeds are as good as your doctrine.
Yeah, honey, that's a powerful passage of Scripture, and literally, it says it all. Seventh, you'll be paid for faithful actions.
Revelation 22, verse 12 in the Classic Amplified says, behold, I am coming soon, and I shall bring my wages and rewards with me to repay and render to each one just what his own actions and his own merit.
The very good news is that we don't have to wait until judgment to receive our reward.
That's right. In Hebrews 11:6, it says, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
As we've shared before, the Greek word for rewarder, according to Strong's Concordance, G3406, and it means one who pays wages, a rewarder. He's the one who pays wages to them that diligently seek him. I hope you're getting a hold of this. Hope you are.
Jeremiah 17:10. We'll wind it up with that. Jeremiah 17:10 in the New Living Translation says, but I, the Lord, search all hearts and examine secret motives. I give all people their due rewards according to what their actions deserve.
What are your due rewards for diligently seeking the Lord? You're going to get paid for it.
How about that?
Think about that. Hallelujah. and exercise that faith. Be believing. You know, this can actually be a follow-up to yesterday. You're right. Making the impossible possible. Faith is a fact.
But we must act.
But we must act. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to heraldhearing.com. At the top where it says, sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. Check out this week's two-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.